In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross. These are the words that we began this service when we came inside today. It's the collect for the day. It was the prayer we started off with, and it sets the theme for the day. That theme is God's tender love for the human race. Now, God's tender love for the human race, what does this say about God? Every year, I do this service, and every year it strikes me that this service has a split personality. We begin with this time of joy, remembering Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jesus fulfills the prophecy. He's the king, riding in glory. The crowds are gathered. They're cheering. Hosanna! But that word Hosanna might give us a little insight on something else going on. We often think the word Hosanna is a word of joy and praise, and it is. But Hosanna has a bit of a darker side to it, and one that foreshadows the things that are to come. Literally, in Hebrew, it means, please save us. We are reminded, even in this time of joy, triumph, and glory, that humanity is in desperate need of help. If we look around in our own day, even today, we can see that there is suffering, war, injustice, and hatred. And most of this is caused at the very hands of humanity, either directly or through benign neglect. 2 years ago, McGill University in Canada did a study, and they found out that currently the world produces enough food to give 3,000 calories a day to 10 billion people. Now, how many people currently live on this planet? About 7 billion people. So we have enough food for 10 billion, there are 7 billion, and nearly 1 billion people are malnourished. Benign neglect. The failings of humanity, we can see, they're evident even in the split personality of the service of today. We went from the crowd shouting for Jesus' triumph to the crowds shouting for Jesus' death. Let him be crucified. Every year when we do this passion narrative, every year I have always hated shouting those words. Just deep down inside me, I want to at that moment go, no, stop. But I never do. I always am the good follower, and I play the part as everyone else does. And that is a reminder to me of how this all happened, how the mob mentality and brokenness led to Jesus' death. It is a reminder of how the people who shouted Hosanna to the king later mocked Jesus with, Hail, King of the Jews. It is a reminder of how the follower of Jesus, who was so trusted that he was even given charge of taking care of money, was the one who handed him over to the authorities. It is a reminder how one of Jesus' closest friends, the same guy who walked on water with Jesus, the one on whose confession Jesus said he would build the church, the one who said, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you." This same one, when asked about knowing the condemned Jesus, said, "I do not know the man." So this gets me back to my initial question. If God did this for his tender love for the human race, what does that say about God? What kind of God would have love for a race that would so easily turn on itself? What kind of God would love a people that would be motivated by fear and mob mentality? What kind of God would allow others to suffer when it is preventable? Now, on the one hand, we could look and we could say, well, maybe God is not particularly bright. Or maybe God understands something about us that we are not able to see. When we see chaos, God sees calm. When we see darkness, God sees bright, shining spots. God sees the remorse of wrongdoing. God sees the kind act of a man who carries the cross of a stranger. God sees the generosity of someone who would give up his own tomb for a criminal. And even today, in the chaos of our world's events, God sees the small acts of kindness that far outnumber the acts of evil. God sees that many people are desperately trying to feed the hungry and care for the vulnerable. God sees even through our broken nature, and that we are still made in God's image, and how we more often than not live into that image. This is the tender love for the human race that God sent his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of great humility. And we are reminded on this day that despite everything, we are worth saving. We are reminded that God sees more in us than we can see. We are reminded that what we see as chaos, God sees as opportunities to create good. Even in the worst of circumstances, as we hear this passion story, God takes what is evil and turns it into something good. The really amazing part of today is not that humanity can turn so quickly. It is not that people are broken and harm one another or forget to care for others. The really, truly amazing part of today is that God would give all for our sake. That God sees you not as flawed, but as beloved children worthy of salvation. Amen.